absolutely wonderful bit of music there from a group called Man at Action. The song is called Man at Action, as far as I know. This is Radio Dublin Love Songs 101 FM. You're very welcome along if you just joined us. And I'm Joe Doyle. As I said, we're taking a look at raids and things of that like today. So, I suppose the most publicised and the biggest raid to take place in Ireland since the beginning of the 80s was the one on Radio Nova and Sunshine Radio. Now, Radio Nova was raided on Wednesday the 18th, as far as I know. How was it? Wednesday the 17th of May. One or the other. And, Wednesday the 18th of May. And calls were going out over the air all day for Mr. Kerry to contact the station. And the start of the emergency was signalled with that tune. Tune we just started off with, Man of Action. Here we go. Enjoy this.
Carry to Herbert Street, please.
There's no silence of Mallorca and Ibiza. And due to popular demand, extra accommodation in San Antonio. Book now to avoid disappointment by telephoning Dixon Holidays, 729-4444, or contact your travel agent.
A dairy drink with a difference. Cooler is brimful of dairy goodness with the added zing of real fruit juice. Cooler comes in three deliciously refreshing flavors, strawberry, peach, and raspberry. Cooler, the cool pick-me-up in liter and quarter liter sizes.
Shake it, drink it anytime you want. Lower your thirsty, cool is all right.
Radio Nova, the music just begun.
Yes, this is Radio Nova broadcasting from Herbert Street in Dublin on 819 kHz and 88.1 on the FM band. The time is coming up to 5 minutes past 10, and a look at the weather for Dublin. Sunny, but perhaps gloomy later. From Dublin, Ireland, from 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, on Wednesday the 18th of May. The time now is 8 minutes past 10, and Radio Nova may have to leave the airwaves very shortly. We don't know for how long, but the situation looks serious. Fascination. Radio Nova may leave the airways very shortly. We hope to be back again before not too long. The time, 11 minutes past 10. I hope you last week better because it's very nice. We'll be on set, easy for you to say.
Radio Nova,
very shortly. A typhoon and a half minute past 10. Galaxy on Radio Nova Dublin, and that's called Dancing Tight. The time now is 17 minutes past 10, and we may experience an interruption in the transmission very shortly. Don't be distressed, we'll get back to you before not too long. 17 past 10.
Petrolus, fashion buying such fashions. Couple jackets, contrasting trims, and this season's price per se, $8.99. Fabulous reductions in suits from $19.99. Stunning dresses, price per se, $6.99. Fashion stretch denim jeans, unbelievably $9.99. All in the fashion sale. Dublin Break Hall.
Yes, the big new name for RTV, giving you an even bigger, even better nationwide TV and video service. RTV National Vision, switch you on to the nation's best bet, and really effective rental or purchase them, and the best service.
RTV National Vision, the big name for video.
Step up on the ladder this week at Lenehan. 22-foot extension, $79.95. Black & Decker three-way, $59.95. 5x5 convertible, $19.99. Loft ladder, $41.95. Steel step ladder from $12.65. Aluminium step ladder from $15.75. See the full range at Lenehan. Paper Street, Talbot Street, Rathmines and St. Organ.
B&J Line & Properties offer amazing value in 3- and 4-bedroom semi-detached homes. They're at Ashington off St. Avon Road, right opposite the Belvedere Sports Ground. And they're only 3 miles from the city centre. They qualify for all government grants. Viewings from 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sundays, and from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Contact Trim and Associates on 211-311.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes.
St. Patrick, stopping off at St. John's Point. My old day bird watching and the crack is good. Stopped off at Shrine Boardwalk early in the morning. Drove through Shigley, taking pictures and on to Keller Lake. Stopping for Sunday papers in the Lacal district. Just before Coney Island. On and on over the hills, the art glass and the jam jar. Autumn sunshine, the differences and all shining through. Stop off at our glass for a couple of jars of mussels and some potted herrings in case we get famished before dinner. On and on, over the hill in the cracking good. Heading towards Coney Island. I look at the side of your fist. Sunlight comes streaming through the window in the autumn sunshine. And all in all time, while going to Coney Island, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great if it was like this all the time?
For reasons. on first. Down a little further. Take the radio off. Yes, that's more like it. It's Radio Dublin 101 on FM, 1188 on AM, all working properly again. Some hums, buzzes, soft ear, and all sorts of finicky things going on. Every now and then, but things happen in radio, so I think we have them sorted. It's just after 2:30, half an hour late with news and everything else. We'll see what's happening this Easter Sunday when our Easter egg peel is over for another year. Next year, well, it'll be coming from another country, but we might next year take it to you anyhow. This year did fairly good considering everything arrived in the middle of our appeal and things like that. But everything worked out all right. Yesterday, someone had a great idea that we set a time on a deadline for eggs to be in by 4 o'clock and it got extended to 4:30 and a little later and a little later, so it did encourage everyone to speed up and begin with eggs. And lot decided that they'd go into the local 7-Eleven and buy eggs, so of course 7-Eleven ran out of eggs. We were trying to buy some there last night, so no eggs left. Eventually got them anyhow. Did fairly good, as you might gather. Everybody leaving in eggs. Twos and threes and fours and sometimes just one. One little young fellow with his pocket money, one egg and in his time. So they all added to the eggs. They went out all day yesterday up to about 11 o'clock last night. Eggs were going out. So all your eggs went somewhere or other. Madonna House, the Cottage Homes, Children's Hospital in Harker Street, and a ladies up in Cronin, and out to the Spanish Convent in Phoenix. Father Michael Cleary was looking for a few, so he got a few up to Harold's Cross. And they went here, there and everywhere. And you'll find that they got to kids who wouldn't normally have got an Easter egg, except for somebody's help out there. So, you've done fairly good. Next time we'll be looking for a little bit of help is next Christmas for our shy appeal, and after that the egg appeal in next year. So that's a fair bit off as yet. We've a lot to get through. We've to move, we're setting up in a new place and all sorts of things like that. So our next toy appeal and the egg appeal will be coming from somewhere else, but our postal address of course stays the same. Now, outside of that, we've more or less recovered from the last raid. There are still holes in the roof and things like that. The department haven't come back as yet to repair our roof, so we must get on to them and see what they can do about that. Or, of course, compensate us for it, one or the other. We'll see about that during the week, anyhow. Our roof, it was bad enough as it was, it used to leak, but now, I mean, there is a limit. You can put an elephant or a bus through some of the holes in our roof. It's not right, not proper at all. The place might be bad, but at least the new place, they can't very well do that. Neighbours and everything else would kick up. So, as I said, onwards we go. I don't know if I mentioned it, but there were rumours in the city here of Heartbeat starting back up again, but I think the raid on ourselves has more or less ended that. Any other station popping up in the city is necessarily a bad idea. More than likely be raided, you get prohibition notices, phones cut off, electricity and everything else. Let's see, where are we? That is that. Down the country though there's rumours of one station starting off. ABC Waterford may or may not come back on air. It'd be nice to see something down south. There's nothing there. As far as I know, all seem to be up around the border area where they're getting ads in from the north and operating the transmitters, especially on the border or just in the south, and they can make plenty of money. Down here, you can't get ads. Well, you can get them short term, but the department just gets very upset about things like that. So, up around the border area seems to be the thing for making money, if that's what you're into radio for. Down here, well, onwards we go, as I said. There's a newspaper cutting somewhere. Yes. Sunday World, I didn't expect us to. It's not us. Ah, that's terrible. No, we did. We got hold of Sunday World on the phone during our raid, but talking about look after it and all the rest of it. They're still looking after it, which probably means looking down the road at it. The Sunday World Today, pirate radio station, the West, broadcasting an abortion advice phone number is to go on air again. Galway City-based radio pirate woman has, in the past weeks, even carried interviews with Sinn Féin members. Well, that's really rocking the boat a little too much in radio today. Maybe it could have been chanced when the situation was more or less in limbo land, but now it's really asking for trouble. A tiny little radio with its 2 mile radius is set to run foul of the authorities when it restarts next month. So anyway, the station down in Galway, I won't go into the whole lot, there's three columns in it, takes up about a little under a quarter of a page. In the Sunday World on page 6. Oh, there's another bit in it. Top names go. Oh, this loser radio situation. Oh, great. In 98, we have to say thanks to one man in 98. There, part of my theory. He was looking for me during the week there, trying to find where we were and where my home number was and everything else. It was out successful. We thought of giving him a ring there as well to see what he wanted. Oh, yes, yes, that's what we've been looking for. Easter egg to go out here there and jumble in his own place. So we made contact anyhow. The War of the Radio Independence took a new turn this week as two top names departed from the major Dublin station. Now, I haven't read this, so I have to take it around reading down through it. So it's very funny. Perhaps it came as a bombshell to station staff. About one gone, anyhow. Just goes to show you that those who were in radio, particularly if they were in RTE and had left, if they had a nice water-based contract for a couple of years, they're okay. But weren't they? Sure, haven't they? No. That's one gone very cunningly. Radio chiefs remain tight-lipped yesterday as news trickled through that 98 FM's general manager, Barry Connolly, was no longer in charge. I can't understand why they're not doing too bad at all. They seem to have fallen into that sort of market that Trevor TR had, sort of a dedicated small audience, which maybe they won't like me saying that, but that's what the impression I get anyhow, whereas Capital seems to be one of these high profile things with their cars out on the road and all the rest of it. 98 are settling into a different sort of cliche in radio, attracting a sort of dedicated audience, something on the style of Travel PR, different music and all the rest, but unfortunately in this day and age, a commercial radio station has to pay their way. Travel PR, as a station with a license in this day and age, certainly couldn't make its way, so it's hard to know how 98 are going to manage. So, a whole page practically on radio in the Sunday World, page 6, if you want to give it a read today. Well, there you are, drop into your local shop. Where was I in news before I get bogged down and all that? I'm rushed today. I have to be here, there and everywhere. ABC Waterford may come back on the air soon. Heartbeat in the city here, it looks like they won't. Our egg appeal went great. Our rail, we've recovered except for the holes in the roof. And our outside broadcast unit is up for sale. It's out in the front garden, actually. It's an old 1972 Leyland ambulance. We used it out in Ballymun and places like that during the Radio Dublin Marathon. It would have been nice to keep it and use it and all the rest, but we're moving, and the place we're moving to certainly doesn't have this sort of grand car park to park cars all over the place, so out it must go. If you're interested in an ambulance, fairly battered up looking, it's been lying around for years, it's only done about 3,500 miles total, so that's not bad over 1972 car or van. Give the station a shout if you're interested at any time. She's still motoring, still goes. Oh, there you are. That's about all there is in news. It's 20 minutes to 3. I leave you with the 2 hour special Anorak program if you like. If you're into radio and you want to hear snippets of the old raids and Nova Sunshine and things like that, our own raid 2 weeks ago. Well, if you stay tuned in for the next couple of hours, you should hear that. I don't think there's anything else. I've been told to play Neil Diamond, and I've been told to be up to collect David half two, before three, most definitely, so I'll make it shortly after three, very shortly. Hello to Jane, Lenny, Shanda, Eamon, David, and anybody else I can think of. No. If I mentioned anybody else, there would be war at home. So, away we go. Press button A. Who said that? And here comes Neil Diamond. And Joe will be on with you soon. Anything, any ideas on what's coming on?
Just news on the raid in Nova, which I suppose is the best publicised raid ever. Closed downs around the country at different stages of time. A little interview done on Radio Nova some years ago with a certain Mr. Eamon Cullen.
Oh no, I remember that, yes.
It's all about 15 minutes of it. And then of course us coming back on the air. A couple of jingles. Everybody thought Nova were unique in the jingles they had, but they were actually used by three stations in Canada and also in LA in America. So we'll be playing them for anybody with...
They were great jingles, have to give them that.
They were brilliant jingles. Kiss FM jingles, Chum FM jingles. And Nova jingles. So anybody that wants to get all the same type of jingles on one tape, they're all coming up. No cuts, not back to back, you know, that these things should be good. But I think before you rush off, I know you have to go and we better thank everybody that gave you the
so. Oh yeah, there were a few left little notes, thanks them. Today, well, as I said, thanks to everyone. Maybe I'll help us out again next year. Sorry for pushing everybody into this deadline thing, but what really happened was for every two or three eggs that would come in, they'd pass them here as one. Then we need only another 28 eggs, and three had come in. Oh, we need only 27, and the numbers keep going down. And the poor fella's gone out. If they were listening to the cast, and I've got three eggs in there. What on earth happened to them? They only said one down. And that's what was happening. We were trying to...
good stuff.
Yeah, we were trying to raise the numbers of eggs. Nobody ate any eggs, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank the anonymous person who dropped the £20 yesterday as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised. And we forgot of all people. Fionnuala O'Connor out there in Dundrum.
Is she?
She's in America. Well, her family is still up there in Dundrum, our volunteer, I think it is. We did postal order for £10 for eggs. You don't like getting money in because it's not a thing you should be left lying around a radio station. It's been robbed. Yeah, it was left in, £20 was left in last night, no, and there you are. We got back here very late. There were eggs in the station and £20 as well, so we had to go out at that stage. This was what, nearly 11 o'clock?
Yeah, it was after 11 and we were pretty tired at that stage.
Yeah, so...
We got some leery, so
it was a case of, well, the money had to go out on eggs.
So
down to, where did we end up? We went down to 7-Eleven.
Easter eggs?
Well, or £7 each. We could have bought three eggs with the money, which was absolutely ridiculous. Like, some of the money during the week there, the £10 I got, went into Super X in Commonwealth Street. We got 59 pence eggs, so we got 22, 24 eggs for that. The numbers of eggs was more our concern, rather than one or two big eggs. We got a huge egg, which went off to Father Michael Cleary. Yeah, I can understand that, someone winning it and donating it. So rather than just give it to one person, give it to McCleary and the national anthem is on that tape. We're not finished yet.
We're not closing down yet.
Maybe our 25th birthday, we'll think about it. But it's a while off yet.
We'll do it. Drunk that night, you won't think about it. The £20 did go on little Easter eggs. We're going to the college home, so as my son's pretty into the Kinder eggs, we decided nothing better.
Kinder eggs.
Bought, £20 worth of Kinder eggs. Plus a couple more that were kind of donations. So.
Yeah, we didn't do too bad. That was the last run out after 11 o'clock at night.
We were pretty tired.
Yeah, it was going all day, shoving them into the car somehow or another and coming back and collecting more and out. So everything worked out all right. They went off to homes here down yonder. I'm sure there's an odd home we didn't get to. We can't get to them all. First of all, we don't have the time, and second, we didn't get enough eggs to go to everybody. But the homes we did get to all got enough eggs to feed everybody.
We got with a five meal anyway, so we can't.
We did.
We
can't
do everybody. We're not a miracle worker.
No, there is a limit. You take 98 there. McCleary was answering, saying they should do an appeal for kids and things like that. He was mainly concerned with prisoners' wives and their kids outside, trying to have them out, where some of them simply couldn't afford and they wouldn't get the kids' eggs. But no, they said no, they wouldn't run an appeal.
Why did we use the slogan, "Your Dublin Station, caring for Dublin people"? That's
what it is. Yeah. Well, even McCleary said that to 98 staff there, and they said, no tie appeal. He said, whatever else, I'm a cook up in Radio Dublin, be running a tie appeal, or running an Easter egg appeal. And sure, there you are, nothing sure.
You're running late
in
trouble, yeah.
I am, it's almost
10 to 3. Thanks everybody for the Easter egg. Yeah. Thanks to Mike Wilson for holding the party yesterday well and pulling off the stunts I rehearsed them into.
Yeah, which did get the eggs in. The main concern was to get you lot out there pushed into going out and getting eggs, even if you couldn't get them in the local 7-Eleven where they ran out. Some of you got them somewhere or other, Ballyfermot or whatever.
We proved something as well, so the station that nobody listens to, certainly not.
We're not doing bad with eggs. They came in from everywhere and anywhere. Not bad. Thanks very much to everyone who helped out there. Another one or two got on the air, which are when they came in with their egg and said hello to Johnny or Josie or whatever it was. So,
it's like during the week last week, a guy came up with a big black bag and he says, "I want you to do me a favour." And he says, "Well," he says, "I want to go on the air and say hello to my girlfriend." And I said, "No, I couldn't allow you to do something like that." Somebody got in the black bag, he says, "Easter egg," and it was rock this way.
You didn't?
No.
There you are.
We do well, next year, Christmas Day.
Well, that's it. That's news this week. You can stay with us. If we get through tomorrow and Tuesday, I think we're past the raid situation. We're back to normal running and I'll walk during the week. Well, it may or may not have been for nothing. Maybe next time round it'll prove it's worth. This time it didn't do too bad, considering the place was empty with no staff in it and they still didn't take the stuff away. I don't know whether we should or shouldn't say thanks to the decent man in the department who either ignored or let it go by anyway, our medium wave transmitter. At least he left it there with us. Saved us an awful lot of work in trying to get things back in order. We could have been just stuck on FM at the moment.
I must say thanks to you, which isn't working too well at the moment either. For some serious reason. I must say thanks to all the people up in the other stations that gave us great offers of equipment. Loads, they were giving us loads of equipment.
And
when we rang to say yes, we accept, we got hit with prices.
Oh yeah, it'll cost you so much. It's amazing what can happen in radio. People that have been in radio have closed their stations down, put the stuff away in the attic and all the rest, and we'll find we're raided. We can do with a spare FM anyway. And they come along and they're certainly call up to the station, "Yes, I can give you this and that and the other, I'll fix you up." And you go back on to them the following day, well, it can cost you X number of pounds. Knowing only too well that there's no advertising on the station at the moment, we don't have a sales rep, but we could do with one if you want to sell ads for this, drop in. But there you are, that's what happens on the radio. Yes, you can have it for nothing.
Oh, yes.
Certainly, and the day it's for nothing, but
during
the next day it's different.
During the week we thought we'd pulled off a kilowatt and a 250 watt.
Yeah.
Ringing back, we'll come up to the next ask. But.
Yeah, there's always a but. It's amazing, people intend to help out. The only one seem to help out are the ordinary listener there. It's not directly involved in radio. People in radio themselves, I don't know what it is. A strange situation. They want to help out in the beginning and then they lose interest and the next day they want to make money out of it. That's they sure want to. It's time for me to say good luck, God bless, see you next Monday. A little earlier, we hope, around 2 o'clock or so. Stay with us, we're here for a long time yet. And as I say, I said it before, 24th birthday is coming up this October. 25th one should be big, it's not really a major thing to have October next year. So off I go and goodbye, God bless, see you all next Sunday, around 2 o'clock or thereabouts. That's good May and this should come up for Jane. Lenny, Shenda and Eamon all at home, ears glued to radio. Little Eamon's probably asleep. Yes. Right, see you all soon.
simply turned away. And when he died, he left a table made of nails and stripes. And with his hands he carved these words inside. For my children, morning light, morning bright, I spent the night with dreams that make you weep. Morning time, wash away the sadness from these eyes of mine. For I recall the words an old man signed. For my children,
and the legs were shaped with his hands, and the top made of oak and wood. And the children that sat around this great table, touched with their laughter. Oh, that was good. Morning sighs. An old man died. And no one cried. He surely died alone through this bed. For not a child would claim the gift he had. The words he carved became his epitaph. For my children,
okay, this is Radio Dublin, Love Songs 101, 5 in 3. Hope to have the Anorak program for you in just a minute.
Well, it was mine till the time that I found her, holding him, loving him. And you came along, loved me strong. That's what I know. Me and you, but that's you. Don't know that I will, but I feel I can find me a girl that'll stay and won't play game behind me. I'll be what I I've had a day here being well of a small world. What I'm there, neighboring. But I know it's been done having one girl to love. Right or wrong, we
top dog. Don't know that I will, but I feel like it's binding. The girl is there, they won't play games behind me. I'll be what I am, solitary man, solitary man. Solitary man, solitary man, oh, solitary man.
This is Radio Dublin. Just 3 o'clock. That's Neil Diamond. Both sides now. 3 o'clock. Fortunately, we can't sort out a problem, so we'll abandon our Anorak program for today, unfortunately. And we'll go into non-stop music.
Take that hand.